This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Saudi stocks fell sharply on Sunday after attacks on two plants at the heart of the kingdom's oil industry. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's Aramco oil plants on Saturday may knock out more than half of the country's oil output. The state-run company says the strikes mean production will be cut by 5.7 million barrels per day. That's more than 5% of the world's crude supply. And all of this comes at a time when Aramco is gearing up for a stock market listing. But stocks fell sharply on Sunday, and the decline has extended a losing spree, which in recent weeks have been hit by expensive valuations, weak oil prices, and concerns about the economic outlook. Aramco gave no timeline for when output would resume.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The Afghan Taliban on Sunday revoked its ban on the International Committee of the Red Cross and restored its guarantee for the security of Red Cross staff members doing humanitarian work in Afghanistan. A Red Cross spokesman said the same day that the organization's operations had resumed across the country. The Taliban imposed a ban on the Red Cross and the World Health Organization in April over suspicions about their vaccination campaigns. Afghanistan's one of the last countries in the world where polio is still endemic. And the Taliban control more than half of Afghanistan's 410 districts. It's been a difficult week for Afghanistan peace talks. NATO's operational commander said allies anticipate increased violence on the ground as the Afghan presidential elections inch closer. U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters, NATO's supreme allied commander Europe, told a small group of reporters that Afghan elections probably won't be perfect, but the 29-member North Atlantic Alliance will plan and execute to the ends of the earth to try to make the September 28th vote as safe as possible. From Washington, D.C. and VOA's News Center, this is VOA News. Tunisians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president. 26 candidates are on the ballot, including Abdel Fattah Moureau. He says citizens should not forget their duty. He wants the people to be the final decision makers on who will be the next president. This is the country's second democratic presidential election. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday. In a part of the West Bank, he has vowed to annex if re-elected. He laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his nationalistic base. The meeting, along with the new pledges, came despite an international outcry over Netanyahu's promise to annex the West Bank's Jordan Valley. Annexing the area, considered to be the heartland of any future Palestinian state, would all but extinguish any remaining Palestinian hopes for independence. Weekend protests in Hong Kong have again turned violent. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Demonstrators again numbered in the thousands Sunday, marching beneath a canopy of umbrellas through downtown Hong Kong. But as the day wore on, hardcore protesters dressed in black and wearing masks took more aggressive action, barricading subway stations, smashing security cameras, and lobbing gasoline bombs toward government buildings. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons, spraying protesters with chemical-laced blue water. Protester Sam Chow says the world needs to know
the one country, two system is not working.
He'd like to see the U.S. and Britain pressure Chinese leaders with sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
50,000 members of the United Auto Workers are expected to begin a nationwide strike at midnight Eastern Daylight Time. The workers are striking over wages, health care, and profit sharing. AP's Tim McGuire has that story.
United Auto Workers Union says its GM members are walking.
We are going on strike at 11:59 tonight.
United Auto Workers spokesman Brian Rothenberg says workers will be on the picket line at General Motors plants because contract negotiations with the automaker have broken down. Lead union negotiator Ted Crum.
The strike is about the members in Texas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and throughout the great nation. We're fighting for the future of the middle class.
The talks broke down over a number of issues, including wages, health care, temporary employees, job security, and profit sharing. It also follows GM's decision to shut four plants, and it would be the first against GM since a two-day walkout in 2007. I'm Tim McGuire.
An official in India says a sightseeing boat has capsized on a swollen river in southern India, killing 12 people and leaving 35 others missing. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
O-A. VOA1. VOA1.